We are joined right now by good friend of the program, an NFL analyst, host of the Ross Tucker podcast, announcer for CBS Sports, Westwood, Westwood One, actually, Odyssey. You can follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. He is Ross Tucker. Ross, what's going on? Good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. Good to be on via video. Good to see you. This is fantastic.
This is fantastic, dude. You look like a million. It's great to have you on via Zoom. So let me start right here. Philly and Kansas City. Ross, both took care of business yesterday. Obviously, you see a hell of a lot of the Eagles. So be as objective as you possibly can on this one. Who is the best team in the NFL right now? Is it Philly or KC?
Well, I think that the Eagles have the best roster. And I think that's being pretty objective. Top to bottom. Now, they're starting to get banged up a little bit. No Dallas Goedert, no Avante Maddox. They lost Chauncey Gardner-Johnson last night. We'll see how long he's out. But I do think the Eagles have the best roster, and it might not be by a small margin. Top to bottom, Jim, what Howie Roseman has done, it's unbelievable. I mean, they've got three really good receivers, a good tight end, a couple good running backs. We know how Hurts is playing, best O-line in the league. Defensively, they weren't great last night, but they've been very good. I think they're better than the Chiefs right now. I think the question is, if they played against each other in the Super Bowl, who do you trust more in the fourth quarter to make the clutch plays to win? I think at this point, you have to say Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the playoff pedigree, we've seen it so much. Hurts is playing fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I think Hurts is probably second in the MVP voting right now. But Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes, and he's still number one.
Ross Tucker joining us. Hey, Ross, speaking of last night, and you were tweeting about this, but what do you make of Aaron Rodgers saying after the game that as long as the Packers are not mathematically eliminated, he will want to continue to play?
I don't understand it at all, Jim. I don't understand why he said that. I think he was trying to say it as a positive, like, as long as we got a shot, I want to keep playing. But it's like, Aaron, no kidding. I mean, what is he saying, Jim? He's intimating the opposite, right? He's intimating that when they are mathematically eliminated, he doesn't want to play anymore. That's a bad look. It's a bad look for the starting quarterback. It's a bad look for the leader of the team. That's not really his decision to make, you know? I mean, he's a player. Now, if the coaches decide, hey, we're mathematically eliminated, let's go with Jordan Love, totally understandable. If they choose to play Jordan Love this week because Aaron Rodgers is banged up, totally understandable. But what Aaron Rodgers should say is, I want to be out there. I want to play. I want to be with my guys. I mean, what would happen, Jim, if other guys started saying this? Do you think David Bakhtiari, with that arthritic knee that's going to bother him the rest of his life, do you think he wants to be out there once they're eliminated? Do you think Mercedes Lewis in year 17 wants to play out the string in four or five meaningless games? But it was a really surprising comment by Aaron. I think he was trying to say, hey, I'm still involved here. I still want to play. But the inverse of it is not a good look at all. I don't think he realized how it would come across, certainly to someone like me.
Ross Tucker is joining us. All right, so Ross, not to go all overreaction Monday and all hot take factory, but given how great Mike White and the Jets looked, albeit against the Bears defense, could Zach Wilson already be done in New York?
Not ready to say that yet with what they've invested in him, and especially since it's such a small sample size for Mike White. If you remember last year, his first game, Mike White came out and played really, really well. Everybody got excited. And then the next couple of games, he didn't play that well, and it was back to Zach Wilson. So you know the way it is, Jim. It's why you've had so much success, because you bring it in grind every single day for years and years and years. That's what it takes. There's a lot of guys that are one-game wonders or flashes in the pan. It's the guys that do it consistently week in, week out, that end up becoming studs or even just solid starting quarterbacks like Mike White. So let's see him do it this week, now that the next opponent saw how the Jets used him, saw what the game plan was with Mike White. Let's see if he can keep it up the next few weeks. If he does it for like 4 weeks in a row, Jim, if he's playing well for 4 weeks, then Zach Wilson's at least done for the rest of this year, because they're not going to go away from Mike White at that point. It's almost like the Taylor Heineke, Carson Wentz thing in Washington, where Rivera was holding off kind of as long as he could. But then when it was obvious that they just play better with Heinicke, he's like, yeah, Heinicke's a starter.
I think that's all fair. I think that's all accurate. I like all of that. You know, Ross, it's interesting. I thought Bob Sala really hounded that extremely well. You know as well as anybody the dynamics of the locker room. Give me a sense of this. I understand that young players have to learn to conduct themselves in a certain way. I understand that guys will say things in the heat of the moment. Do you think that that's anything? Any of that was what was going on with Zach Wilson? And how much damage do you think that he did in that locker room? And then how does that guy go back about earning or re-earning their trust?
It's a great question. And I think, honestly, Jim, I just think Zach Wilson lacks confidence and he's insecure, right? And I think he was defensive when he was asked that question. You know, people that are really good at what they do or really confident, they're pretty open about admitting when they mess up. Remember when Josh Allen had the two picks against the Jets and he's like, yeah, we would have won if I didn't play like, you know what? I mean, that's what people do when you know that you're the man. You know that you are not always going to be perfect, and you admit when you're not. I think Zach Wilson has already kind of been so beaten down there in New York and is so lacking in confidence and insecure about the way he's playing that he kind of got all burred up, all defensive, and didn't want to, like, feed the flames when he was asked whether or not he feels bad for letting down the defense, because of course he does. And of course the answer should have been yes. And I thought he handled it much better later on last week when he said, you know, I didn't handle that the right way. I need to work harder, et cetera, et cetera. I actually thought if I was the Jets, Jim, I probably would have started Zach Wilson last week. I probably would have started him. I would have done the mea culpa on Wednesday. My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't handle that the right way. Blah, blah, blah. I probably would have given him one more shot against the Bears at home, that bad Bears defense, because now it's going to be really tricky for when they go back to him. I mean, because now we've all seen the other side. If they were to let him play against the Bears and he played well, then that would have bought Zach Wilson a few more weeks and Salah a few more weeks in a very important franchise decision. Now he can't go back to Zach Wilson until Mike White absolutely pees down his leg probably a couple times.
You know, I wonder, Ross, because if you had said to me midweek, who do I think is going to start? I would have said Zach Wilson for sure. I think I would have absolutely said they're going to go back to him. The fact that they didn't tells you what? I mean, was it that bad in the locker room? Why would Sala not bring him right back?
I think it's the combination of how he was playing and then how his comments on Monday resonated in the public. You know, you can say whatever you want in the locker room or to the guys, and you can do the best to try to keep that in-house. But once everybody, and I mean everybody, was killing Zach Wilson for those comments, I think Sala was smart enough to realize, man, there's a lot of guys seeing this stuff. There's a lot of guys seeing what Zach Wilson said, seeing Zach Wilson getting killed on every channel out there, the four-letter network, CBS Sports, they're everybody, right? And I think he realized it's a bad look for me now if I stick with him. It's a bad look for me. I think if Zach Wilson hadn't made that comment and just said no after the Patriots game, I think he still would have started. But I think Sala realized, listen, I'm not going to survive here unless these guys have my back. I got to do what's best for the other 52 guys, not for Zach Wilson.
I thought it was smart. All right, so what about how big was yesterday's come-from-behind win for the Jags, Ross, and especially for Trevor Lawrence to finish that game the way he did?
Jim, we've been waiting for that. I mean, we've been waiting a year and a half for that. That is what they told me about when he was in high school. I called the U.S. Army Bowl when he was in it. He was fantastic. They were talking about him in 10th grade, obviously all through his Clemson time. We hadn't really seen it, you know? I mean, we had heard about it. We remember what we saw in high school and college. But there were starting to be more and more doubters and people whispering that there's nothing about Trevor Lawrence that's really that special with every passing week. Boy, he flipped that in a quarter. Now, he's been pretty good the last three games, but the fourth quarter, he was lights out. Pinpoint accurate, gunslinger. It was amazing. I mean, if I'm a Jags fan right now, Jim, this is the most excited I've been in a long time, probably since they were in the AFC Championship game after they beat the Steelers in the playoffs, because I don't care what their record is the rest of the year. They saw it now. They saw what they've been waiting for. The chosen one, the quarterback that they needed, he's there. He's got it in him, and he showed it against the Ravens.
Ross Tucker joining us. All right, quickly, Ross, it's holiday season. If I ask you about my front page story, do you have the bandwidth and infrastructure in place to prevent the clones from crashing the site yet again?
Well, I guess we're about to find out. We haven't done this in a while, so I'm a little bit nervous. But we'll see. Myfrontpagestory.com. The problem is, Jim, I've told you, other people don't have listeners like you. I mentioned this on other shows, but they don't crash the site. That's why I tell any advertiser ever, you need to advertise on Jim's show, because he literally mentions my website, myfrontpagestory.com, the greatest gift you can get anybody. Don't get any of that Cyber Monday garbage. Go to myfrontpagestory.com. They will love it. It'll be hanging in their house forever. But Jim's audience, the clones, the only people that crash the site every time, to the point now where I tell the web guy, okay, hey, are we at least capturing like their things so we can send them ads later? Is there still a way like to get their email address? Because otherwise, why am I even mentioning it when I'm on with Jim if the website just crashes and we can't even get any of the data or anything from anybody?
Hey, Russ, quickly, I love the product. This is not a conditional mention. You come on no matter what, but I appreciate the product very much. It's holiday season. A lot of guys are like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I get? Really quickly, lay out what it is once again before we go.
Yeah, it's just a story that a private writer, a professional writer writes about anybody in your life. Most guys get it for their significant other or their mom or whatever. It's amazing. It's framed. Looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper. I can almost guarantee she will cry when she opens it up. But the beauty of it, Jim, is they hang it up in their house forever, forever. So A, she cries, happy tears. So you win that way. B, it's the gift that keeps on giving. For the rest of your lives, it'll be hanging up there. It's amazing. Myfrontpagestory.com.
Hit that, because once that goes up on the wall, it's never coming down. Do it now, clones. Do it now. He's an NFL analyst. He is a great friend of the program. He is host of the Ross Tucker Podcast. He works for CBS Sports, Westwood One, Odyssey, a number of others. And make sure you follow him at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Great to have you back.
Of course. Great to see you. You're the man, Jim.
Dude, you are the man, and great to see you in video. We Zoomed with Ross. He looks like a million.